The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Longing for Earth. This afternoon, walking among the gold and scarlet-leaved aspens at Owl Creek Pass, I stopped to gather snow-dusted leaves and stuff them into my pockets. When I returned home, I carefully placed the leaves between the pages of a book and positioned another heavy tome on top. In that simple motion, I was hoping to capture the memory of aspen leaves dancing against a lapis sky. I wanted to grasp the sweet, mossy scent of sun-warmed earth and decomposing leaves. I hoped to imprint the surrounding mountain vistas in my mind's eye, here, now. Aspen bark cool and smooth beneath my hands, sun warming my inner ear as the beams caressed my face. For years, I've tried to capture these ephemeral autumn afternoons. Photographs are one way of feebly grasping at the perfection of those golden moments. Another is collecting fallen leaves. I smile, remembering the autumns during medical school when I gathered and pressed dozens of leaves into my textbooks, desperate to keep my profound link with wilderness as I surrendered to life in an urban environment. For years, I had lived in Earth's remote, wild corners, the northern coast of Scotland, a reforested homestead in India, the western desert of Australia. There, in my second-story apartment in a big city, I needed something to remind me of Earth and wildness. Now, years later, when I opened Guyton's textbook of medical physiology, or Robbins's pathological basis of disease, dried leaves come fluttering out. Japanese red maple, hawthorn, sweet gum. I was longing for connection after uprooting myself from the wilderness I so deeply loved. I sense other city dwellers, too, are longing for connection. After eliminating the wild and the domesticated creatures from our lives, we regretfully cast about for replacements. Consciously or unconsciously, we long for connection with our extended kin. We plant pink flamingos in the garden and plastic deer on the lawn. We might shoo away a living animal determined to eat the roses, but with nostalgia we replace it with a plastic model, one more easily controlled. In the southern Ohio town where I grew up, a flock of cement geese adorned the lawns, complete with holiday-appropriate garb. One summer afternoon, my mother waited in the post office while the woman in front of her shifted from foot to foot and drummed her fingers on her purse. "Are you late for an appointment?" Mom asked the woman. "Oh, no, I'm just worried about my goose. I put on an outfit today that can't get wet, and I've been watching those storm clouds coming in," she said, nodding toward the window. "I need to get home before the rain ruins her dress." My mother politely stifled a laugh and nodded sympathetically. Mother knew that some people cared more about their cement geese than their children. Perhaps she, too, was longing for connection and grieving the loss of kinship so palpable on a farm or in the wilderness. A well-known healer in Montana told her students that humans were meant to be outdoors at least 20 hours a day. She spends the vast majority of her time outdoors, even in the winter. I assume that she had learned to regulate her body temperature, much like the dolphins who shunt their blood to the surface when they are warm, and then divert blood circulation inward as the temperature cools. My body instinctively developed that skill on long backpacking trips. After years of living and working indoors, though, I've lost that ability. In fact, I've lost much of what I call earth sensibility, the skills of living and moving comfortably in untamed environments. I do my best to nurture that kinship, though, by bringing a bit of the wilderness indoors with me. Some winter evening when the sun dips early below the horizon and the stars blaze in an obsidian sky, I'll open my book and smile as red and golden leaves flutter to the ground. I'll hold those brittle leaves in my hands and inhale the scent of aspen sap and damp earth and feel cool bark beneath my fingers. In that leaf, I'll enter a hologram of this perfect autumn afternoon.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.